ladies and gentlemen, and others, take your places on the moving walkway, please. We are happy to present an overview on the astral realm. Middle Management Marathon.
I mirror you. Rhythm. Machine. Pleasant. Funny. Rhythm. 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 Extra. Funny. Sometimes. I achieve. Extra. Funny. Sometimes. Extra sardine. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, try it then. Loosen. Improve. Euro. Business. Pleasure. Business. Pleasure. Pleasure. Machine. Again. Heavy. Zeros. Money. Machine. Everyone. Heavy. Money.
Over there, the halfway housewives,
hopelessly polishing their hobbies' tines.
Poor thieves, they're all caged up like animals. I must help them escape.
Leave the walkway. No account may you leave the walkway. No account may you leave the walkway.
Congratulations, I don't care.
Bongos here on Songs from the Big Hair, music of the 80s, and this is Bill Lupoletti, and this is, I'm losing my 80s virginity here on this program. I've never done this show before. We've had it for about 5 years on the station, and just about every DJ on the station has done this show. This is the first time I'm getting to do Songs from the Big Hair, so we're flying the hair here today, myself and Alan Coberly, and we're going to have a great time with you here from 3 until 5 o'clock. I want to let you know that WRIR is sponsoring Benefit for Hospice. September 12th, that's today, 7 o'clock at the Playing Field, 7801 West Broad Street. The Benefit features the reunion of Richmond bands Beaks, White Cross, The Diversions, Dirty Secrets, The Orthotonics, and The Big Good Guys, and includes a silent auction of Benny's memorabilia. Tickets... this needs to be changed here for today. Tickets are going to be available at the door. All the paper tickets for this show, which is at least 500 that were printed, were sold out. So it's going to be crowded tonight. There's going to be admissions available at the door for folks that have not bought advanced sale tickets. I'm not sure exactly how many. I think the capacity of the place is like 800 or something like that. So if you want to see this show and you don't have a ticket, go down there early. It starts at 7 o'clock. This is one of these few shows where you're actually going to want to be there early so that you can get in. Proceeds will raise awareness of the need for a hospice house in Richmond and support the creation of a hospice meditation garden. For more information, visit the Facebook page Benefit for Hospice, that's BENNY-FIT, or log on to bennys-richmond.com. More information there. And there's also more information on our website, WRIR.org. We've got a post up for Songs from the Big Hair, and there's a picture of Benny Waldbauer standing in front of his club the day that it opened, photo taken by Cindy Hicks, very nice picture. And what I'm going to be doing on my half of the show here today is playing some music that is associated with Benny's. I'm playing music of a lot of the national acts that played there. At 5 o'clock, Fontaine's going to be in to do River City Limits. She'll be playing local musicians who played at Benny's, and she's going to have lots of guest appearances from folks who are going to be playing tonight. I'm going to focus on the national acts, and you just heard two of them to start off the show. That was the Bongos, Zebra Club, and from 1982, I believe. And that's a great band, a great record. And they did a show at Benny's, which, as I recall, you know, the legal capacity at that place was 51 people. There had to be 200 people at that show. And it was great. Before that, we heard The Individuals. Both of those are bands from Hoboken, New Jersey, from the early 80s. And The Individuals did Dancing with My 80 Wives, very memorable song from their one and only long-playing album called Fields from 1982. And I didn't realize this, but Buzzy Lawler of Shake Some Action and Dirty Secrets just called in and said, well, thanks for playing that and answering my challenge. And I unfortunately didn't know what he was talking about because I hadn't heard his show this morning, but he said he was hoping somebody was going to play that song. All right, check that off the list right at the beginning of the show. Can't beat that. Now I can go home, I guess. All right, let's play some more songs from bands that played at Benny's. We're going to get to the punk and hardcore stuff a little bit later in the program, but now it's going to be more of the kind of general rock bands. And this is a band, I think the first gig that they ever played outside of their hometown was played in Richmond at Benny's. And as Benny recalls, there were like three people there. I was one of them because I was at this show. 10,000 Maniacs. And we're going to hear a song from their very first album. This is going to sound a little different from the stuff that you're maybe familiar with from when they got popular. They were not popular, obviously, then. But there were a couple of people here in Richmond. Jeff Lindblom is the guy I particularly remember, who were friends with these guys from growing up in Jamestown, New York, in upstate New York. And that was how they got invited to come and play at Benny's. And I remember Jeff had a demo tape, I think it was, because it was a cassette. That they put in at the bar one day, and people were like, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, they can come here and play. Sure, whatever. So they did. Let's listen to Planned Obsolescence from 10,000 Maniacs right here on Songs from the Big Hair.
And fall obsolete, yeah, science to polite. Watch it hit and fall obsolete, yeah, science is to polite. Watch it hit and fall obsolete, yeah, science is to polite. Watch religion.
Defense. wear a pair of dark sunglasses. How won't you be Jackie or Masters? Oh yeah, oh yeah. I want bodyguards all around. I'm anxious to avoid an autograph hound. How won't you be Jackie or Masters? Oh yeah.
Wow. Wow, I thought I had some sort of daytime monopoly on the really weird, noisy stuff, but there you go. What was that?
That was a band called Shockabilly, which featured Eugene Chadbourne on guitar, Kramer, who would later start Shimmy Disc Studios, and the band Bongwater.
Yes.
Played bass.
Kramer has been to Richmond more than a few times.
Yeah.
He's no stranger to the scene down here.
And David Licht on drums. And they played at Benny's in, I want to say it was 81 or 82. And they weren't even called Shockabilly yet. The band had just formed, and they were called the Chadbournes.
Ah, from Eugene. Well, that makes sense.
And they were here to play at Benny's for Petey Kurzman's 30th birthday party. And Petey, if you don't know him, is the guy who was the co-founder of Plan 9 Records, along with Jim Bland. And he's a guy who has a taste for trash rock, definitely, and real expert on the garage era. I'd say Syd Barrett is probably his favorite musician of all time.
I resent having Syd Barrett called trash rock. Syd Barrett was a genius in his own mind.
His own mind, right. Or what was left of it, anyway. So that was the event, Petey Kurzman's 30th birthday at Benny's with Eugene Chadbourne and Shockabilly. And it was the first time I'd ever seen Chadbourne play the electric rake, which is just a garden rake with a pickup on it.
I want to go home and play my guitar with a butcher steel, and I'm not kidding. That's actually what I'm going to do. But I love that garden utensil attitude. All that 80s reminiscing makes me feel like youthful, because I don't really remember the 80s that well, even though I graduated from high school sometime during that decade. I have a real problem with the 1980s, to be honest. My problem is, like, my two favorite years of the 80s are 1979 and 1990, which kind of eliminates, like, a whole lot of the stuff in between. I was trying. I had this dream with Stephen Hawking, and he was explaining to me that time is not linear, and I really didn't understand that at all, but that's my excuse for playing this song, because it could have come from anywhere. For me, it's the 1980s, and I'm sure most of you probably know what this is. If you don't, well, that's just too bad.
Hey! Thank you.
Wow. That's quite a... That's a great prog rock ending for a punk rock song. It's like 15 seconds of Grace Notes. Beautiful. Sonic Youth with White Cross from Sister, 1987. Well, you're going to hear some White Cross, the band, later towards the end of the show. But before that, we heard the Pixies, Is She Weird, from Bossa Nova, which it says 1990 on there somewhere, but they probably had the idea for the song in 1989.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm thinking maybe Frank Black might have bought the guitar strings that were used on that cut in 1989, which makes it an 80s song. And we started off that set from 1979 with The Clash doing I'm Not Down from the best record of the 1980s, London's Calling, which came out in 1979. It's 3:41 right here at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And I want to tell you that the public is invited to participate in a free gamelan workshop on Saturday, September 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. Wait a minute, that's today.
Yeah.
The
other side.
Let me read this one. On September 15 at 6:30 p.m., Reframe will co-sponsor the second community forum on public housing redevelopment. The event will be held at Fay Towers Activity Room, 1202 North 1st Street in North Jackson Ward. Fay Towers was chosen to host the meeting because it is part of the area in North Jackson Ward that Richmond Redevelopment and Housing Authority plans to redevelop. Refreshments will be provided and children are welcome. Reframe is an alliance of public housing residents, allies, and community groups formed in 2008 to make sure public housing residents in Richmond have a voice in the redevelopment process.
And Fay Towers is where WRIR's broadcast antenna is located.
Yes,
did you know that?
I did know that. I remember when it was located directly above us, and it is no longer there.
And so if you want to get your best reception, go to 1202 North 1st Street, and you'll get really awesome reception right there.
Yeah.
So WRIR pays rent to the Richmond Redevelopment and Housing Authority, so we're doing our little part for public housing in Richmond as well.
Okay. We're going to continue with the music. I'm turning it back over to Bill for a spell. He's going to pick up with some Benny's-related material. What you got coming up here?
Well, I think the thing that Benny's is probably best known for is all of the punk and hardcore shows that happened there. And, you know, hardcore was, hardcore is, you know, Richmond is one of the epicenters of the hardcore movement, really. And, but hardcore was a newfangled thing, you know, back in 1981, which is when I moved to Richmond, which was kind of a fortuitous year because that was the year that Benny's opened. It's also the year that Plan 9 Records opened. And, there was a lot of stuff going on. Starting out right at that time. And so I'm going to play some of the stuff that I play in this set is going to be more categorized as punk and some is going to be more categorized as hardcore. Most of the songs are going to be pretty short and I've taken special efforts to make sure that I'm playing FCC clean material. I have a new appreciation for the work that Dirty Dacoit Dan does on our punk show, which is called Salad Days and can be heard on this station every Thursday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. because a lot of the material I wanted to play in this set, I can't play, or I'd have to clean up to play. But that's not the case, particularly with this song. And here's a guy who really is kind of one of the godfathers of punk. I'm talking about Richard Hell and his band, the Voidoids. They very famously played at Benny's on Halloween night in 1982, and Benny did not have a very big turnout for this gig because he charged way too much at the door, $7, it's $10 to get into the benefit tonight. So
wow,
there you go.
You can't even go in a club for $7 today.
Can't get a beer, you know.
I wouldn't know, but I'll take your word
for it.
That's right.
That was maybe a little bit too high priced for his clientele. But, you know, Halloween always been a big night to go out in Richmond. And also famously was the show that Iggy Pop had done on Halloween night in 1981. Right. At the Moss Ballroom, which is like catty corner from Benny's. And anyway, so all of that as prologue, but Richard Hell was in town. He was doing some recording, actually, out in Goochland County. And I'm not sure if it was for this record, but it's the record that came out in 82. Maybe it was for the one he did subsequent to that. It's called Destiny Street, and we're going to listen to his cover of a song by Van Morrison and The Move that's called I Can Only Give You Everything, right here on Songs from the Big Hair.
Well, I can't. everything.
WRIR 97.3 FM. Punk rockers, lovers of punk, and robots who will listen to anything. Thursdays 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. is the Solid Days Show with Dirty Backboy Ken.
Pop punk, post punk, folk punk, glam punk, street punk, garage punk, surf punk, cow punk, French punk, German punk, Spanish punk, and punk from East Passaic, New Jersey.
Punk radio lives. Yeah, baby. You know you want it.
Your jet fire.
Yeah, okay, all the way.
Yeah, Minor Threat here on Songs from the Big Hair and Salad Days. And they did play at Benny's, I think it was 1983, on a bill with locals White Cross, who are going to be playing at the Benefit for Hospice tonight. And also on that bill was DOA. That was a pretty good bill. I think there was a fourth band on that as well. I think they were from Norfolk. I can't remember the name of them.
Man, DOA was a great band. I hadn't heard that for a long time.
Yeah.
It's good.
And Minor Threat, you know, that song, I mean, that's a little bit it's a little bit out of alignment here, because that song was released in 1985, Salad Days. It's also the theme song for Dacoit Dan's punk show here on Richmond Indie Radio. And, you know, so I don't think they would have been playing that in at their show at Benny's in 1983. But the problem with Minor Threat is it's very, very difficult to find anything of theirs that's FCC clean you can play on the radio.
Well, I have to interject there. You were talking about alignment.
Uh-huh.
And it was called to my attention yesterday that two planets are in alignment. One of them is Venus and the other is Uranus.
Oh, cool.
And I'm not making that up. But they had to change the pronunciation. When I was in school, they changed the way you pronounce that planet's name.
That's wrong.
Yeah. You
know, that's totally wrong. But anyway, so Minor Threat and before that, Circle Jerks. They played at Benny's, and I was not at that show. The legend about that show, and I'm sure a lot of people will be able to confirm this or perhaps deny it, but I think it's pretty true, is that the guys from Circle Jerks actually bartended as well as playing that night.
Actually, one of the Circle Jerks was a cook and a dishwasher here.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's I used to be a cook.
From
cook
Richmond?
In Richmond, yeah.
No.
That's the glamour of being a rock star. If you're really, really good at your job, you get one where you can eat for free.
Yeah, that's right. Take care of the important things first and be able to get time off to play, right? So DOA did DOA from their classic album, Hardcore 81, which, you know, is, I mean, they were right up there with The Clash in terms of rock and roll intensity. And, I mean, you know, they call it hardcore, but, you know, it fits
straight
in.
Rock.
It fits in perfectly, yeah, with just plain old rock and roll to me. And before that, we heard the Stickmen. That's a group a lot of people probably aren't familiar with. But if you were around Richmond in the early 80s, that was one of the most exciting bands that came through here. And they played here several times. They played at Benny's at least once. And then they played at some places that were bigger than that as well. And I know that my colleague here at WRIR, Charles Williams, he's another guy who's a huge fan of this band. They were completely uncategorizable. You can't really call them a punk or a hardcore band, but they played faster than the hardcore bands. But they were basically playing funk. And in fact, the guy, I think his name was Bill Bradfield or Bill Bradford, who was the bass player. It was unbelievable. And he played this like funk bass stuff at like, you know, at like triple speed. They were mind-boggling. Peter Baker, that screaming lead singer, he passed away a few years ago, unfortunately.
The 80s.
Yeah, I know. And but that was a great band, the Stickmen out of Philadelphia. We heard them do this song's like a minute and 10 seconds, called Jampire, from their EP called Get On Board from 1983. They've got a couple of recordings out. I really recommend those to people that are interested in this kind of music. If you haven't heard these guys, they were great. And before that, a band that needs no introduction, Husker Du, did their legendary cover of 8 Miles High, which I guess was the single that came out. It was packaged with the album Zen Arcade when that came out in 84. Husker Du played in at Benny's in 83, I think it was, another show that I was not at. There's a tape of that. I did some, you know, research to prepare for the program, and Husker Du completists have a complete set list for that show. So if you do a little trolling on the internet, you'll be able to find out exactly what they played. They did not do 8 Miles High at Benny's. They did Sunshine Superman was their cover.
That's a strange cover for Husker Du.
It is, yeah.
I'd like to hear Coffin Break do that.
And we started off the set with Richard Hell and the Voidoids from their album from 1982 called Destiny Street and I Can Only Give You Everything. And we're doing a whole bunch of Benny's related stuff here on Songs from the Big Hair. I'm Bill Lupoletti. He's Alan Coberly.
Hi, I'm Alan.
And Alan's going to take over right now.
I'm the new breakfast snob, right? And I wasn't here during Benny's, but I do appreciate a lot of those great bands because I was just about 2 years behind that, but I did listen to that punk rock stuff, but I was also into the swirly psychedelic stuff, which turned into punk, and the Pretty Things are one of those bands that kind of started off with the raw British R&B sound, and then they got all kind of psychedelicized, and the Beatles sort of stole their thunder. But they kept breaking up and reforming and breaking up, and I believe as of this moment, they are back together again. But they did put out one record in 1980, and I can't tell you about it. I'm just going to have to let the song do the talking. This is from Parallel Lives. Well, yeah, and I'm trying to reach, like, over here to turn it on. Success. The motor's going to hit the traffic speed. The razor for a commuter of a choice. It didn't seem a vision to me. The office started picking the hunger. Making the hours and the money flow. The goody lovers keep their spread. And hope it doesn't show. They hope it doesn't show. Every morning from his garden, exactly his face. She's convinced he needs a new future. She's prepared to wait. He swears to step cleanly from her marriage. That becomes a tangle like a fuse. She knows he's lying for his pleasures, but doesn't see her cry. She doesn't see her cry.
We'll be right back. I know I've done no wrong. I feel guilty. I feel bad, so bad. Though I ain't done nothing wrong, I feel bad. I feel bad, so bad. Though I ain't done nothing wrong, I feel bad. I never lied.
I take my gun and I
Oh, yeah. Take that, Nancy. That was Government Issue with These Boots Are Made for Walking. That was off of their Complete History compilation that I picked up not long ago. Before that, Marianne Faithfull from the groundbreaking Broken English LP from 1979, but that sure did set the tone for the 80s. Richard Thompson from Fairport Convention with a solo effort, A Bone Through Her Nose. That was from his record Daring Adventures, released in 1986. And we started off that set with the long-lived and still-going Pretty Things with Office Love from 1980's Crosstalk LP. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond, Richmond Indie Radio. And I want to tell you that Record Finders avidly supports WRIR programming. Record Finders provides a one-stop shop for records, equipment, and supplies for listening. With a Richmond retail store, full-service mail order, print and web catalogs, Record Finders' 3 million item inventory covers all sizes, speeds, and vintages of vinyl. 8508 Sanford Drive in Richmond, 11 to 7, Monday through Saturday, on the web at recordfinders.com and MySpace, 804-266-1154, or email Gene, G-E-N-E, at recordfinders.com. All right, it's 423 right here at WRIRLP 97.3 Richmond. And I'm here with Bill, host of Global Agogo, and we're going to turn it back around to some Benny stuff. What's up next, Bill?
Well, yeah, we got a special show going here, Alan and everybody out there listening. Of course, it's, you know, very special weekend here in Richmond. It's race weekend.
It's always a race weekend.
No, no, that's
the capital
not what,
of the Confederacy.
No, that's not what our special is. It's because it's the opening this weekend of Center Stage.
Oh, that's much better.
No, seriously, what we're celebrating here is the Benefit for Hospice, which is happening tonight at the Playing Field, 7801 West Broad Street. This is a benefit for hospice care in Richmond. And it's also, it's kind of like, it's going to be kind of like going to your high school or college reunion. I was thinking they ought to give out name tags at the front. So all people who were customers, patrons of Benny's, which was a really legendary, great bar down in the Fan. It was at 611 West Main Street, which is now the site of one of the innumerable VCU dormitories, I believe, and torn down a long time ago. And from 1981 to, I don't know, about 85 or 84, something like that, they just had tremendous local and national music at this tiny little venue that was owned and run by Benny Wallbauer. Benny is putting on this event tonight, and it's going to be a great get-together for all of the folks that were there back then. And people who are curious about it, you ought to come down, too. It's actually going to be hilarious. Sort of like going to somebody else's high school reunion.
I want to say, just to give a quick thanks to Greta for making me smile. I can't get that image out of my mind. Thank you for calling on that.
And identifying which member of Circle Jerks worked in a restaurant in Richmond. And I can't remember what the guy's name was, but it was at Millie's, not surprisingly, I guess. And so thanks for the call on that. 649-9737, by the way, is the phone number. One of the things I remember about Benny's is that I DJed there a lot. I was pretty young then. I was, in my early 20s, and I was involved with this radio station then called Channel 36 Color Radio. We used to do color radio nights there every Monday night for quite a while. And I also DJed with different bands there from time to time. And I found a poster. I was looking through some of my files, and I found a poster that with me DJing with the Orthotonics. One night they were supported by Ja Chuck and Dr. Quest. Ja Chuck is Charles Williams of WRIR, Dr. Quest, Frank Gresham, and they had a great reggae dance hall thing that they used to do. It was really, really hilarious. And the other night is yours truly, billed as Bill White Magic Lupoletti, and it was Paul Watson who came up with that nickname. I think he was looking at, you know, household cleaning supplies when he came up with it. And the reason was that I used to play a lot of rap music. And you have to go back to the early 80s to remember that rap was still pretty much an underground music back then. So I'm going to play a few of the selections that I would rock the house with at Benny's from the very deep end of the rap world. These are some pretty obscure tracks. So I'm going to start with this one from J. Walter Negro and the Loose Joints. And this is called Shoot the Pump. This is a classic here, folks.
Yo, Mom, can I use a monkey wrench? No, I'm not gonna shoot the pump. I just wanna work on my bicycle for a little bit. Thanks a lot. I'll bring it right back, really. Yo, Lou, I got the wrench, man. You can? All right, man. If you see Lonnie, tell him we're down at the pump, all right? Yo, this is Sydney Lon. Yo, Sid, you got money for an icy? Go, check it out. First you get yourself a can, then you empty it out. You expose both ends, then you twist and shout. Then you make like a monkey with a monkey wrench, because you feel a little funky, got a thirst to quench. Then you turn up the pressure, then you turn up the funk. You put the spray in the can, that's how you shoot the pump. Look fine with a t-shirt wet too, don't she? Yo, get that dude in the bicycle, man. Ha ha, you got him, girl. Yo, man.
Yo, you get me wet. I'll bust your face, little boy.
Yo, Otis, I didn't know it was you. Yo, get like open windows. Yo, check it out. First you get yourself a can, then you empty it out. You both hands and you twist and shout.
Oh, you do know how to twist and shout, don't you, baby?
Then you make like a monkey with a monkey wrench,
because you feel a little funky, got a thirst to quench. It's like mellow yellow. And make you wanna chugga 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 like.
Then you turn up the pressure, then you turn up the funk. You put the spray in the can, that's how you shoot the pump. Go on and shoot it, Tomas.
One on a pump, one on a pump. See the man, why aren't being illegally used? Hello.
Commissioner?
Batman, it's the Joker!
Wait a minute, Commissioner Gordon, we're tired of taking all these orders. Now these are not those olden days, so you better listen closely to what I say. So just relax and lay your head back, cause we're gonna hit you with the big old whack. Call Chief O'Hara, tell him to come in and listen to us while we rap, my friend. Now in a little town called Gotham City, me and the boy when they don't take no pity. We go through town, seeking justice.
Way back, Mr. Smith, with the Joker and his gang, did a joke on him. It was really funny, I have to admit it, but it was time for us to start.
started really getting with it. He was on the stage on live TV. When the Joker said he's gonna take his mask off him, he started using his head and using his wit. The jokes on the Joker, and that was no trick. Now who wears the mask? A question mark on the suit. Has a funny laugh that'll tick to YouTube. He's moving in and moving out. I guess you know who I'm talking about. It's the Riddler. The Riddler.
Now, Batman, are you all awake? Because I gotta get the one thing straight. I really don't think that you know me, but I'm gonna make the people dance to my beat breakdown. Now, Batman, you don't have the groove, but I'm here to make the party people move. I don't care who you've been fighting with. I can tell you one thing, let Mojo handle it.
Rap that man.
Now I'm sorry if I need to introduce myself. Well, I'm Mojo, the little disco. I'm not that old, I'm very young, but I just know how to use my tongue. In Atlanta, Georgia, at Booker T is where I start rocking to the soulful beat. I'm Mojo, I'm a real MC. I'm capable of being on any TV, ABC or CBS. Wherever I am, I will do my best. And now that you know a little about me, this is how I rock to the sure shot beat. Throw your hands up high, I keep on until you touch the sky. But let me wiggle your knees and then you feel a breeze. Somebody say, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze!
I say you're cold as ice. I make you feel quite nice. Now, Batman, if you're gonna quit, don't you worry about a thing. Mojo can handle it.
Your mama.
talking about your band, but you blow my mind. Some kind of things you do are way out of line. You like to put me down, but not to my face. So I think it's about time that I put you in your place. You see, I'm so slick, I got so much style. I've been out rapping by country miles. So just sit down, son, and watch my smoke. Check out my style and take some
notes. Notes from you, I won't need, but I could take them if I had to. At least I could read. And when it comes to rapping, you can't compare. I could outrank you anytime, anywhere.
Oh, come on, man, you know you can't compete. You're not fast enough, you gotta think on your feet. The style I've got, you don't have half. I make you sound so bad, it makes your mama laugh.
Well, all right, Jack, you think you're so bad. Always running it down about the things you have. You got more style, superior taste. You got bad rep, get out my face.
My breath ain't strong, but your face is all wrong. Your hips too big, you got a nose like a pig. You got a lot of nerve to talk about me. At least my family don't live in a tree.
You live in trees, you eat coconuts. And your whole family got buffalo butts. When you sit down, you need two seats.
Oh, yeah.
Extra strong to hold all that meat.
Now that's not bad, son, but don't press your luck. Cause you and yours got butts like ducks. You got faces to match with little beady eyes. And if I look like you, I'm running high.
I know you think you're handsome, but I don't know why. Cause the way you look, you make babies cry.
I make babies cry, but when you make the scene, they pass out and my girls all scream.
The girls all scream, but not from fright. With me, they scream from sheer delight. You can't out-rap me, not at all. You need some help, I think you better call
your mama. That's right, I said your mama. M-O-M-A, mama. Your mama. Your mama.
Your breath, then we'll see who's the best.
I'm ready now, so just say one. But if you mess with me, you better bring him on.
I don't need no friend, cause without a doubt, my little sister can take you out.
Well, bring your little sister, bring the roses too.
I will,
and
crazy.
And then both of you, the each again, and this Kenja dog, the only one who can scale them off was
your mama. That's right, I said your mama.
Forgot she's got 40 mansions and 59 yachts.
Well, my mom is smart, she got a college degree. She's going back to school to get her PhD.
My mom's a teacher, she's the best. I bet your mom couldn't pass her test.
Your mama's something, you think she's fine. But my mama leaves her far behind. She's everything, yours can't compete. When it comes to looks, she can't be.
Your mama's pretty, but mine's a star. She's number one, the best by far. She's the hippest thing in all the world. She's my number one and only girl. So every mama's number one. Remember that when you're making fun. You've got yours, and I've got mine. And a mama's love, one thing you can't buy. I guess that's all, now the truth is out. That moms are what it's all about. She's always been a superstar. The only person you can't be sure of is
your mama.
Mama.
Talk about you and your mama. Your mama.
Heard what I said, didn't you?
That's right, I said your mama. Your mama.
Hey man, don't get me wrong, alright?
What's up now?
I mean, we're friends and all that, but
just like Big Bird from Sesame Street.
Has anyone ever told you that your mama looks like a big bird from Sesame Street?
Yeah, well, your mama's a smurf.
Your papa's a smurf. I said your daddy. Listen, sir, why are we snapping on each other? Check out all these people here listening to us. Let's get on their case for a minute.
So tell the DJ, your mama. Now tell the barmaid, your mama. Tell the couple next to you, your mama. Tell someone dressed in blue, your mama. Tell the girl dressed in red, your mama. Throw your hands over your head and say, your mama. Now tell your partner, your mama. Now tell your papa, your mama. Or tell your mama, your mama. Or tell your mama, your mama. When you're in a crowd, just shout out loud, your mama, your mama, your mama, your mama.
You're right, now find some place to hide.
So tell your boss, your mama. Tell your landlord, your mama. The phone company, your mama. Tell anyone you see, your mama. So tell the mayor, your mama. Tell the governor, your mama. Tell the president, your mama. When they raise a ring, your mama. Your mama. That's right, I said your mama. Your mama. Your mama.
Right, I said, ya mama. That group's called Wolf Ticket, and even the title of the band is in the slang for the dozens, the insult game that's hundreds of years old, as acted out on that 12-inch single from 1982, Ya Mama. That was actually played on R&B radio back then in the early 80s. And Richmond had a couple of pretty good radio stations, WANT.
Wasn't around, but I'm pretty
and
sure.
WKIE, they played that kind of stuff from time to time.
Bill, has anyone ever told you that you look just like Big Bird from Sesame Street?
Alan, has anybody ever told you that your mama looks just like Big Bird from Sesame Street?
It's been about 15 years.
Before that, we heard Mojo, who was very obscure. I don't know if he's got any other recordings, but that one was great. He's from Atlanta, which you might have picked up in the lyrics. And it was called Batman Let Mojo Handle It on Frills Records out of Atlanta. And all of these that I played in the set were from the original 12-inch vinyl. At least these are like the ones that I have left. All the stuff that I've sold, I can't get back. There's some classics that came out in this early 80s period. And we started off the set with one of my all-time favorite rap songs called Shoot the Pump, which is about, you know, when you turn on the fire hydrant and it's to cool off and then to like spray people and to, you know, create the impromptu wet t-shirt contest and
that's
all that kind
of
stuff.
Not very green or politically correct, Bill. I'm kind of offended, you know.
Yeah,
so
but you know, up there in the South Bronx or Bed-Stuy or places like that, that was like the best way that you could cool off. I don't know if you know this, but hardware, the nut on the fire hydrant turns in the reverse direction.
Don't try this at home, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right. But that's a piece of knowledge you have to have if you want to shoot the pump. J. Walter Negro and the Loose Joints is the name of that group, which wins for one of the best band titles. And I was telling Alan that those first two records, you can tell it's a live band with the rappers, and it's got the whole kind of funk band thing going, just like all those Sugar Hill records with the great band that they had. Now, that Wolf Ticket one, that's, you know, a little bit further down the food chain in terms of production, even though it was on a bigger label, is certainly a cheaper record to produce, and it does have the
TRS 808,
those cheap electronic hand claps that were everywhere.
Yeah, those are vintage hand claps now. Yeah, those are collector's items now.
Anyway, so that's some of the type of stuff that I would spin both on my radio show at Color Radio and also when I DJed at Benny's. And hope you enjoyed that. I certainly enjoyed digging these things out of my vaults to play for you. Once again, we've got the Benefit for Hospice coming up tonight, starting at 7 o'clock at the Playing Field, 7801 West Broad Street. WRIR is a co-sponsor of this event, and there will be admissions available at the door, but it's going to be a limited number because they sold out all the advance sale tickets for this show. So if you want to go, I would recommend get down there early. You know, it's don't be too hip to be there at like 7 o'clock or something like that, so that you can get in. And plus, that'll give you a lot of time to mingle and meet all your friends and figure out who's that guy that doesn't have any hair anymore and stuff like that.
Hey, I resemble that accusation.
The Family Peace Festival began in response to the attacks of September 11th, 2001. Its mission is to provide an opportunity for people of all ages to gather to celebrate peace and diversity. The festival is free, and the community is warmly invited to attend on Sunday, this Sunday, September 13th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 8000 Brook Road. Featuring performances by the Latin Ballet of Virginia and Ezebu Muntu, there will be children's crafts and games and an interfaith worship service. More information is available at www.familypeacefestival.org or by calling 232-1002. And I'm going to turn it over to Alan to finish up the last set on this edition of Songs from the Big Hair. And I just want to say thank you for inviting me to share the show with you. I've had a great time.
Oh, and thank you very much for bringing the to use the old school jargon, bringing it.
That's right. And it was a great opportunity for me to lose my Songs from the Big Hair virginity, the first time I've ever been on this show.
Oh, you lost that? Oh, we can't go there. But I'm honored. I will never wash. I can't go any further. Okay. Well, maybe I will go a little bit further. I can't say what I'm thinking, but George Clinton can. This song features Chuck D rapping in the middle, and it's about my favorite pastime, which would be audio engineering. Take it away, George, with a C.
We were
teach
bitches already station jocks. I keep the heat serious, slamming on my box. So what I try my best to do is keep the decibels up so high my neighbors call the cops. Now when the bang get the tweaking, you know the group is tweaking. I don't mean hard, but then send it. Okay, I know you know what I mean. I keep my copies tweaking on my record machine. Now do me a favor, there's so many commercials disrupt the playlist. The E-Diddyock is what makes me say this. About group control, well, there's no such thing. When I turn on my box, I'm ready to swing. So I can go down, down, get down with it. I be going down, but you gotta be down with it. Yeah, we tweaking on my radio. Serious slamming on my box, get off my jock.
I take the buzz and send them into the bees. I take it slow and turn it into some cheese. I take your radio and turn it into stereo. Now we live on large, boys. Bring out your Casio so we can get busy. Show me that you ain't dizzy. Only Lizzie is busy. Tell me my flavor mobile. I'm going lamping. I took this to your state called camping. To the Poconos, we call it hideaways. With a pack of friends and a big bag of Frito-Lays. Hey, yo, Chuck, they don't even know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Word up, Matt. And if y'all don't know what I'm saying, then act like you wanna be staying. But we ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Chuck, man. Yo, kick some ballistics, man.
What's your beeper telling you, man?
Oh, yo, my beeper telling me that they sweat me, home. They sweat me, man.
Yo, there's many ways to kick it around. We're gonna kick it the same round. Once again, you know what I'm saying? But this time it's time.
Alright, come on, let's go.
Know what I'm saying? We ain't playing. The beat funk of the drummer on the beatbox. The band supporter, go get a quarter. Something, y'all, that spills like water. Can't lower the volume, barely consume the rhythm, y'all. Coming through the speaker, y'all. Work a neck. Toes slamming like the New York Mets. Know what I'm saying? They don't know what I'm saying. Know what I'm saying? They don't know what we're screaming, shouting. Yo, do you know what I just said? Do the people know what I'm talking about?
I know what you said. But let me tell you, George Clinton's got the head. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Yo, George will tell you, hold my jammy while I go pee. You understand what I'm saying? Cause that's the way it be. Cause his name is George and his last name begins with a C. You understand what I'm saying? Hey yo, Butch, man, what's up, Pop? Hey yo, Dre, what's Panasonic? What's up, now?
Yo, man, we gonna rock that B-side round, man.
You wanna rock the B-side?
Food for the brain, beat
for the beat.
People on the dance floor, never claiming a receipt. Had a good time, rock and rolling on the go line. The rhythm supplied by the superior
B-side.
They had to twist to turn the shout, to turn the jam out. I get you ready now.
Come on.
The situation put you in, to where you're sweating in hysterical B-side. Come on, inside. Request the best to give a test, and never gave a rest. Your guess is good as my guess. And while you're guessing, you're guessing, you'll listen. This is a DJ to play to give a lesson, and his name is...
radio for the rest of us. That's WRIR 97.3 FM and webcast at WRIR.org, powered by over 150 volunteers, bringing community radio to the River City. That's WRIR, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
Yes, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond, Songs from the Big Hair. One more song, and I am out of here. And Fontaine is coming in to do River City Limits, which is Songs from Richmond. I got one last cut. This is Westerberg's old band. Ooh, yeah.